strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Good afternoon. You are listening to CITR Radio on 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam people. My name is Erica. My co-host Eleanor is off in San Francisco living the dream, so it'll just be me today. That song you just heard is called A1-Put Down by I, who's a musician on Waving Hands Records, which is a record company from France. Has a bit of varying types of electronic experimental music. This EP, called Fou de Bossa EP, is a romantic collection of four minimal synth ballads, and it was recorded in late 2015 by Lorraine Exposito. So that is the artist behind that song there. Today is wonderfully gorgeous and sunny. I was on my way here, and the person that sat beside me on the bus smelled like sunscreen. Can't say I've smelled that yet this year. So, you know, that's a real sign of the changing seasons. Hopefully this remains. It really changes the vibe for me. Generally, my whole outlook is a little bit different, a little bit brighter, a little bit warmer. So I hope that y'all are feeling that way as well. Today, gonna kind of focus along the lines of some music with guitars. I mean, I don't really, genres are weird. So I'm just gonna say music with guitars for the time being, but that seems to be the general theme of today. I'll also discuss some other issues around what's going on in the world and women's concerns and vibes and cool projects and all that sort of stuff as well. So without further ado, I am presenting something that I am very excited to do so. Eleanor, my co-host, and our friend Nellie, who hosts the Cat's Pajamas at 11 a.m., and Andy Resto, our music director at CITR, have a band, brand new band, called Gesture. And I'm so excited that I get to play them. I'm so excited that they're making stuff and doing things out there. So I won't keep you any longer. This song is called Never, off of Gesture's EP, I think probably a little EP, entitled Gesture.
I never knock. on the telephone and tell you that I'm finding ways to occupy my brain. I'm sane, but you're not here. There, I'm not trying to get you, but all I got is some direction stemming from the truth. I moved, but you're everywhere. About woman, but never when the time is right, he barely makes the call. He falls and we cannot catch him. Woman out there on her own dime. None of them are ready to be swept up in this wave. The gaze of not knowing. We'll be right back.
the most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
Did you know CITR has an accessibility collective? Our new collective serves to explore issues of inclusion, equity, and accessibility for people with physical and cognitive disabilities on campus and beyond. If you love making radio, listening to radio, or want to get involved for the first time, come join our collective. We include people of all abilities, experience levels, and backgrounds in the production and programming of our show. Tune in to our weekly show, All Access Pass, from 5 to 6 p.m. on Thursdays for interviews, music, news, events, and awesome dialogues. If you want to get involved, email accessibilitycollective@citr.ca. If only I could dream we could start
again. Hello, hello. You are listening to Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9, broadcasting live from the unceded territory of the Musqueam and Coast Salish people. My name is Erica. My co-host Eleanor is in San Francisco presenting at a conference, doing her thing. So it's just me today. It's beautiful. It's sunny. Everyone's on the knoll, which is super nice. Good spot that makes campus feel less like a concrete jungle and more a place of mind, which is the cheesiest slogan, but it is a place of mind, I suppose. The song you had just heard is called Seed by Mermaidens, which is a band from Wellington, New Zealand, comprised of three individuals, just released on March 18th of 2016. The rest of the album's pretty good. Reminds me of War Paint. A lot of good music there. And prior to that is the song Woman by Homme. I guess the French word is Homme. And they're a Chicago duo started by Macy Stewart and Seema Cunningham in 2014. And they're based out of Chicago. And prior to that was my pals, Eleanor, Nelly, and Andy with their band Gesture. Keep a lookout for them. I'm sure they'll be making big moves, playing shows, doing things over the next few months. Really excited to kind of see where that ends up going. Kind of on the music train today, as per usual, getting stoked. The weekend, always a good time. I'll probably be writing papers, but nonetheless, still nice to look out the window and see the blue sky and the sun, and not the sad rain. So I'm going to carry this along here. Next song I'm going to play is called Sweet Thing by Late Spring, another Vancouver favorite. They just released their music video for this song today. It's on YouTube. I suggest checking it out. It's got a nice vibe there. And also looking forward to seeing what Late Spring develops in the next bit here. They've got a new drummer who is a great friend of mine, so I am super stoked to see their new projects as well. So keep your eyes out for them. This song is called Sweet Thing.
I see.
Good afternoon, this is Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM with one of two hosts. My name is Erica. The song you just heard there is called Chicken by Mully Grub off of their album / recorded little music thing, Canadian Classic. The reason I call it a recorded little music thing is because there's two songs on it. They are a band based out of Winnipeg, Manitoba, full of some good stuff. I think that song was about a dog, that's what I gathered from that. Prior to that, played Toronto's Pavilion. The song is called Vexation of Spirit, and it's a four-piece band comprised of Grace Lisa Scott, Julie McKinnon, Jonah Falco, and Mike Grosick. They're based out of Toronto, and before that was Sweet Thing by Late Spring. It kind of goes together quite nicely, actually. Sweet Thing, Late Spring. So I've been referring to the weather a lot and brightness and all that sort of stuff. And this kind of reminded me and made me think of wellness and, in particular, physical and mental wellness and how those things are very interdependent. In fact, they exist as such. And it reminded me of this article I read recently about, actually it's an interview with these five different women who have social media accounts on Instagram, and their accounts kind of push against the norm of, you know, the pristine model on Instagram and show images of women with body hair and menstruation and all sorts of things that are essentially not condoned by the mainstream media. And this article really provides, well, this interview provides some insight into the community guidelines from Instagram, because a lot of their images are being deleted, even though they don't actually violate the community guidelines, which involve nudity and that sort of thing. It's more suggestive or kind of shows pubic hair or a woman who has bled through her pants from her period. And they kind of have their opinion and their aggravations about the community guidelines on Instagram. There's one portion where they each respond about, the question is about, so quote, "All of you in some capacity use Instagram to challenge the representation of the female body. Bearing in mind Instagram's community guidelines, in brackets, objecting female nipples, nude buttocks, etc., what are your views on these rules regarding the female body?" And one of the people, her name is Alexandra Marzella, she responded with, quote, "They are terrible and wrong. I agree, it's not surprising. The world is corrupt, not the people fighting against that corruption. The human body is beautiful in all of its messy glory. There is nothing to censor. Nudity is not sacred, it is normal, and it's average. Children don't need to be shielded from legitimate truths. It is only hurting us. Men's nipples used to be covered, whereas women's were exposed. History and Big Brother media have an incredible way of skewing things. Nothing is about love and community, everything is about greed. And I find that really encompasses kind of social media generally, and just, I guess, in my own explorations and things that I am doing as a young individual who's about to graduate university and find a new way to identify myself. Can't say student anymore. but also this obviously plays into identity and how people feel about themselves and how women are pressured to be and look and feel and talk and act a certain way. And even though this is social media and people think it's kind of all BS anyways, I think that obviously there is something there, and especially with the kind of rebelliousness of it and kind of exposing that. And the fact that Instagram deletes their things repeatedly, especially with regard to menstruation, it's just kind of, well, it's bullshit, to be frank, because that's a very, that's a part of life that is incredibly influential in everyday existence, and something I've been thinking about a lot. So I just want to remind those listening, both all of those out there of varying genders and non-binary folk and not gender-conforming individuals, that it's okay to be who you are and to have the body that you have, because it's the one that you have. So treat it well and listen to it, and it's awesome. So just wanted to send kind of a body positive message on this wonderful Friday, especially when clothes are changing as well. A lot of people are wearing dresses and little shorts and little crop tops and sailor shoes and polo shirts and all that stuff, and feel good, you know, enjoy that sun. Vitamin, what is it, D is good for you, so don't be ashamed and go out there and enjoy it. I'm going to continue along today. The next song is called Be Your Own 3 AM by Adult Mom. She is based out of Purchase, New York. Her name is Stephanie Kneipp, and this is off her album Momentary Lapse of Happily.
I took my shoes off, crawled into bed, thought I had nothing left. And I got his number in January. It was so freezing, I am ruined, best when I am cold. Am I like I do? Thank you.
stays up late. We can walk around. I can meet a chili dog down in Central Park, where everyone cool goes after dark. In unique New York, unique New York. She's
Did you know that you have essentially the same number of bacterial cells living in and on you as human cells? Humans have evolved with these bacteria, passed down from mother to child, for hundreds of millions of years, and scientists are now uncovering the significant role they play in an individual's health and disease. Want to learn more? Come to the next Personalized Medicine Public Talk on April 6th at the Vancouver Public Library downtown from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Alice McKay Room. Admission is free, but seats are limited. Register online now at lsi.ubc.ca. Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Nothing goes together better than live music and a beer. Or two. Or five. Wait a minute. An estimated 886,000 Canadians aged 15 and older abused or were dependent on alcohol in 2012. 1 in 7 Canadians aged 15 years and older experience verbal, emotional, and physical abuse as a result of another person's drinking. Make sure a fun night out doesn't ruin everyone else's, or your own. If you see yourself or someone you know slightly off-key, help everyone out and step in. After all, you want to be able to remember the show tomorrow morning.
Hello, hello. This is Erica on Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, British Columbia. Our show is coming to a close today, unfortunately, but thanks for listening in. Felt a little lonely without my pal Eleanor, but it's okay. You gotta enjoy your own company sometimes. The reason that this show is called Femme Concept is because Eleanor and I have committed to playing 100% female content. What that means is that 2 of 4 categories are fulfilled, which means that the music is composed by a self-identified female, produced by a self-identified female, lyrics are written by a self-identified female, or a self-identified female performs in the band. So we are committed to increasing and doing our part in showcasing the work of those that are underrepresented in the music industry, and to also talk about issues that surround that sort of thing and minorities and underrepresented groups, and in particular women. So that's the reason we do this show, and that's what this show has been all about, if y'all have not yet noticed. As well, if you are not busy at 4 p.m. today, come to CITR, or the Student Nest, actually, in the sub-council chamber, and join for the Decolonizing Radio workshop hosted by the Indigenous Collective. Gunarji O'Sullivan, one of a well-known person at CITR and in the community of Vancouver for her activism and work, she will be discussing, or it'll be a roundtable discussion, discussing how media can be decolonized and how we access, consume, and produce media through this lens as well. So all people from all backgrounds and experience are invited to attend. So I highly suggest doing that today if that is of interest to you. And as well, if you feel that you would like to continue listening to radio on your drive up here or on your bus ride or bike ride or whatever it is, I would suggest tuning in and listening to Radio Zero coming up next, followed by Nardwar the Human Serviette, and followed by that, the news, and followed by that, Lady Radio, CITR's Women's Collective show. Always a pleasure to hear them as well. So today's day is loaded. Today is Friday. Be safe. Take the time you need if you need the time to be alone or to talk to somebody you love or whatever it is. It's all about getting, as the season changes, things can sometimes feel overwhelming. So just listen to what you need to do for yourself and take breaks and take rests. So I'll leave y'all with a few songs here, but I think I will actually focus primarily on this song I discovered this morning. I can't believe I've never known this, but it is Cocteau Twins and Harold Budd. I often listen to Harold Budd while I'm studying. It's absolutely fantastic piano music, and this song is old, and it is from 1986, I believe, off of The Moon and the Melodies, which is a collaborated album between Cocteau Twins and Harold Budd, and it's so beautiful. So this song is called Sea Swallow Me. Take care.